Mia, we back in this piece again. Before we get started, I just wanted to make a PSA. Is it a PSA? Is it a PSA? I just want to give a shout out to my man, Deshaun DeRon George Patterson. If that's the full fucking name, I think I got all four of them right, baby. But nah, he had to part with us on the show. He had to pursue some endeavors in life that go on more of his time that he couldn't dedicate to the podcast. So I appreciate all the love and assistance, and I hope he, you know, succeeds in all his endeavors and his future journeys, man. So with that being said, on this episode, we start a new journey. I'm going to introduce the person who's co-piloting me on this ship, on this flight. I'm about to hit my hip-hop shit on this boat, in this piece. Yeah, my Gemini twin.
Hola, it is me, ESP. Thank you guys for having me.
Say your name again, let them know
ESP,
who you are.
ESP,
ESP.
Twist my arm. So,
yes, I will put you in a full Nelson in this bitch. So now my man is riding with me back on this. So we still a duo. We still ride the same energy, same places, same light bulb moments, same inspiration, man. So I appreciate you.
Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you for being here.
Let's get into this.
Let's get into it. So we picking up right where we left off. We was on some sexy shit last time.
Okay.
With my man, so we was really rocking this sex series out, right? And we was really just identifying like, oh shit. Excuse me. And we're just identifying like, identifying sexual tendencies and habits. You know what I'm saying? Trying to look more into sexuality. Today we're discussing intimacy. So just the different levels of intimacy and how to connect with your partner on a verbal, non-verbal, and sexual level. Ooh, these bitches nice. I can hear my leg rubbing. Though we got, you know, when new co-host comes new equipment sometimes.
Indeed.
And the equipment is different. And you gotta get used to it. But boys, it is. Hold on. Oh shit, son, it's going down. Yeah, that was my leg. My leg, that is crazy. I'm like, do you hear everything? This shit is phenomenal. This is nice. It's a nice speaker, sir. Microphone. But nah, man, today we're talking about intimacy.
Intimacy, but like not necessarily a relationship, though, right? Just intimacy in
the different forms. Yeah, of intimacy. And it's not necessarily related to sex for the most part, but how we connect with each other and how energy and relationships evolve.
Which is a huge part of sex.
Y'all let me sip this tea. Damn, I can't slurp this shit because that shit will sound horrible. I gotta actually learn how to drink it. It talks shows and shit.
Alright, so let's talk about the five types of intimacy, right? You got emotional, sexual, which is the whole theme of the situation here. We got spiritual, which is important, intellectual, which I feel might be one of the most important, and experimental, right?
That experimental, niggas always think that's some freaky shit, like it was experimental.
I mean, this is the
same. Because when I was like, experiment.
that is important, though, I think. But that, oh well. Experimental.
But it's not right, but it's not necessarily pertaining to sex again. Experimental is just you stepping out of your comfort zone with somebody that you fuck with.
At the same time?
Yeah. And then y'all bond on that. Like, think about it. Like, all jokes aside, all through elementary school up until probably high school and going into college, you have an experimental intimacy with your friends. It's every year you start a new motherfucking grade and shit like that.
Yeah. Are they moving shit upstairs?
It's part of the whole shit. That's what you get when you're in an apartment, you dig? But, nah, you're having an experimental intimacy with your peers all the way up until maybe college, and then you find that, well, we've been programmed to believe find that one individual and experience the rest of your experiment of intimacy for the rest of your life with them. So I think that's where shit gets loopy.
Experimental? Definitely, because I think that makes and breaks some relationships sometimes too. Like, not only just experimenting in college and high school, but when you do find that one person, like you said, and you decide you want to experiment with them in any of these other ways of intimacy, and you know, things might not click sometimes.
But see, that's the, and that's what I'm saying, like, you realize you limiting yourself. You just spent your whole life growing and experiencing new things with new people, because you always had new friends coming around. Like, don't get me wrong, you got your core group of friends, but they start to grow over time. I'm gonna be real with you, though, when you get the motherfuckers start to dwindle. You what, 20?
29.
Enjoy that shit. Enjoy all your 29.
Yeah.
You know, first you get to 40, then niggas start getting older. I ain't trying to be all glum and shit, but niggas start falling off.
Yeah. I think I'm around the people I'ma die around, so they say.
Yeah, because you'll be around fucking 40 motherfuckers when you're in your early 20s, going throughout your 20s, and then you get in your 30s. Niggas start getting kids, full-time jobs.
And but you know how you keep a long-term relationship like that? It's through intimacy, friendship, anything like that, any type of relationship like that. Intimacy, right?
Man, no, you can't juggle all 40 niggas when you get older.
But
that's too much.
Yeah.
But I think that's what happens. You still don't, once you meet that one person at a certain age, you get locked into that one individual, and naturally your body's accustomed to continuously meeting more people. You start getting bored, because in all actuality, most people like confine themselves to their significant others. So you don't really make too many new friends.
Yeah, that's true.
That person is supposed to be your rock and pillar.
For me, it's kind of been the opposite. Like, I mean, unfortunately, but like, my friends have always been the source of, like, I guess my needs for intimacy before my relationships have. So, yeah, but I guess that's the way it's supposed to be, right? That's what the system tells us. We have to have one person that we're, like,
that's what the system says.
Emotionally intimate with and completely
for the rest of your life. And that's some bullshit.
Yeah, no, like, I have a circle of people that I kind of get different things from. So, I don't know. I guess everybody's different.
Not trying to be funny, but we doing this right now because we being experimentally intimate.
Yeah, we are.
You sure you want to do
this? Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Think about it. We being experimentally intimate right now. I do this shit all day, son. All day. This is the only reason we taking this new job, because we stepping into a new space that we ain't.
Yeah, it's a little...
like, this new for you, even though now I've been doing it for 3 years, this is now new because I've never had to deal with somebody else outside of my last co-host. So it's like a nigga being married. Yeah, it's like a nigga being married. I've never, like, we've done most of our shows that actually all of them. We just had other people on them, so... now I can see what it feels like for somebody to be married to somebody and then to, you know, not saying it's on that level, but still.
No, I mean, like, definitely. The connection is absolutely there.
Right. So now you got to step back out into the world and see, like, okay, so was it me and the marriage? Did the marriage make me, or did I make the marriage? So that's what, for me, I'm looking at. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dang, that's a word.
You got some deep emotional shit, right?
Yeah.
And now you're experiencing my emotion. Now we're having an emotional, intimate moment. Sharing more. Okay, so let's break down the different levels of intimacy for people. Starting with number one, it's emotional intimacy. Sharing of personal feelings, accompanied by expectations of understanding expectations of understanding, affirmations, and demonstrations of caring. Examples of that was being able to let your guard down and sharing details of life with someone. The next one would be sexual intimacy. Okay, self-explanatory, motherfucker, I gotta go do
is the part that we end up giving the most energy to when it comes to any type of relationship that we have. And that can be a good thing.
No.
You don't think so? Emotionally?
I think men get caught up in the sexual intimacy more than the emotional until they get really fucking old. Really fucking old. So it's like their dick ain't working no more and they still want somebody to be called over and shit like that.
But even then, though, men have that thing where it's like, okay, the people that they're having sex with, though, can't have sex with anybody else, or they get riled up emotionally. Situations like that, emotions still kind of run that relationship, whatever it may be.
On some territorial shit, though, most men get caught up more in the sexual intimacy. Eventually, do start building get more involved into the emotional aspect of intimacy. But I feel like that's where the conflict between men and women. And the only reason I say that is because I don't know a lot. Okay. Today's man is probably more emotionally vulnerable than any other previous generation. We're just getting to this point where we can express our emotions.
Yeah, where it's okay. Like, we're starting to see people, like, men crying on TV and things like that.
But then, even in that space, there's still a question of, it's soft, man.
Right, yeah.
So, nah, like, when do you get to that space where it's just like somebody's vulnerable enough? Because I'm having this conversation with a lot of women over the y'all just watched that shit today. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all really worry about
that. That is such a good example of intimacy, though. Like, that marriage, just to diverge real quick, like, their whole marriage is just, that's literally goals, like having a ride or die no matter what. My loyalty is to you, whatever you
want. Is it the spiritual and the intellectual?
Yes, the spiritual and intellectual. And probably, I mean, definitely spiritual.
It's the spiritual and the intellectual intimacy. They have a firm understanding that neither one of them motherfuckers is perfect.
Yeah.
They probably get on each other's nerves, but the love and the bond and the connection between them are so strong that
even, like, to hear them talk about their children is like, yeah.
But I guess their children probably get on their fucking nerves, too.
Yeah, probably. That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Dad, I spoiled that. But no, man. That was a good one. That was an example of spirit, personal relationships with their higher power. That shit is on a higher, deeper level. And the intellectual sharing ideas and opinions, even when you don't agree. That means you gotta remove a certain level of your own ego.
Absolutely. You have to get rid of your entire ego to, like, be able to feel for somebody else before you feel for yourself.
You're trying to get to Avatar, Snake.
I'm trying to get there, man. You know, can't let go so much.
You gotta go holler at that group.
So many things we were trying to just have. It's like, no, that's not right.
Territorial possessive, like,
all of that, yeah. Okay.
And that's unhealthy intimacy.
Unhealthy. So, like, okay.
Yeah, some toxic forms of intimacy. Like, when you're just pursuing some certain out of self-gratification.
I can totally see that being the dark side of intimacy. Yeah, absolutely.
Just,
especially when you have, like, any type of anxiety, which I feel like a lot of us, unfortunately, suffer from because of the previous generation of parenting. No shade. But, like, anxiety can cause you to be a monster when you have emotions for somebody else, or, like, you feel for somebody else. Yeah, okay. That was deep.
See? He wasn't ready. I told you we're going to be hitting a lot of nerves. This is going to make you break down some shit you didn't even think about.
Right.
Like, when you're like, yo, right, light bulb moment. That's why the fuck we named it that shit, man. Like, think about it. Somebody's like, fuck it, I'm in a bad mood, I'm upset, I really just want to fuck the shit out of somebody and get this out of me, like, da-da-da, like, that is unhealthy sexual intimacy.
Yeah, jeez, okay, yeah, because you're definitely dumping all that.
You're dumping all and spiritual intimacy.
Somebody else.
Nigga, all of it. it's experimental when you do it with a random person.
Yeah, which is, it can be extremely unhealthy, but
yeah, yeah. It's a double-edged sword. It can either go really good or really bad. So leading into that fear of intimacy examples, inability to share inner thoughts, ideas, or feelings. Socially, intimately, and that.
You know, yeah, that can be pretty frustrating in a relationship, I think. Like, and that's how sometimes relationships can be perceived as, like, one-sided, when one person is always giving so much of, like, how they feel or, like, what they think, and then the other person is like, I'm going to do all these other acts of love, but, like, you know, I'm not able to share how I feel about anything. It can create such a bubble of, like, toxicity. Like, yeah, so that's really intimacy. Important.
Inability to be comforted. Excuse me. Inability to be comforted or physical touch. Fear of sexual intimacy, emotional intimacy. That could be spirit. That could be also.
I can't say I have experience in anybody's. You know.
Sir, you never know somebody who doesn't like to be physically touched. You never come across a person who, like, I'm talking about, like, hugging, like, they don't.
No.
Like, you serious?
No.
Were?
You have?
Shit, yeah. How's that? There's a line of women. No, I'm not even talking about in my own intimate life. My own personal. I'm talking about just in general. Like,
okay, like, okay, yeah.
Random ass people, friends, coworkers.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Friends, but nah. Oh, I mean, as far as dating, nah. Shit. I'm so assertive with my touch that I don't really pay attention to. I've never dated anybody who's just like,
me neither. That's what I'm like. In any other situation like that, I just kind of
don't. Nah, I'll date a woman with, like, a, like, fingers in their pussy. That's different, I guess.
Oh, but. So let's get to the degree. How? I'm just gonna let that one stay where it's at. But how do you feel that you can nourish the intimate aspect of your life?
Damn, you just created a lot of dead air on that one, because that shit just fucking me. How do I feel?
Jeez, it was loaded, right?
Yeah.
We can answer it next episode. But
no, 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 I'm gonna give it to you right now. I don't need that much time. I don't feel like a nurse and the intimate aspect of buying, taking more time for myself.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a lot of my time to other people. I don't take enough to ground myself and to decompress from my own and other people's energy, so I get overwhelmed and overstimulated. I'm starting to crash, even in this situation. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Therefore, I can come back and be more supportive and engaging and intimate, because I feel like I'm off right now on all five of those levels.
When I first heard that question, I actually had the same exact thought, but, like, because I know that I'm a nurturing, like, spirit. Like, I like to give to people, I give people, and I like to, for gardens to grow and shit, you know? But oftentimes, I forget to recharge my own energy to, like,
to be able to disperse.
And so I'm dispersing things, and I'm draining the hell out of myself, and it's unnecessary, you know?
And sometimes you don't have somebody there who acts as a battery to recharge you.
Especially
so you find yourself by yourself, and you're still giving everybody else, but there's nobody nourishing you. How do you nourish yourself? That is something that I don't think a lot of us take time to figure out.
It's so important.
That is the biggest lesson that is coming out of this whole situation. Period. I feel like we're being exposed on how we don't handle ourselves well. Not other people, but just ourselves.
Yeah. Because we've had nothing but time with ourselves to, like, shadow work. People don't know what that's what that is.
But hey, fucking bringing out even less spiritual, more medical level, like physically.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is all you really, really working on your health right now?
Yeah.
Are you watching what you're eating? Or are you watching what you consume? Are you paying attention to shit going on? Man, I've learned so much shit, man. Right, girl? Like, seriously. Like, where's your eat? What you eat fucks with your mental state. What you consume. I'm really feel like a lot of shit is like sugar.
Well, it's
sugar.
Chemical too. You know, if you eat a lot of that shitty ass chicken, that chicken was stressed out before it died. Stress is a chemical.
Man,
you eating it,
just,
man, you're gonna be stressed out.
Ain't even been eating chicken and shit though.
I'm just saying.
Like,
yeah.
I've been eating a lot more vegetables than that. Was some stressed out fish, probably stressed out shrimp. That shrimp is good as fuck. Dang, a lot, man. That Hong Kong market, this shit. I mean, I'm just taking time to learn yourself, man. I've learned a lot over this break. And I've had to confront a lot of demons. And I think right now I'm trying to really reestablish where I'm at. After facing all the issues.
Shout out to the people that are facing this level of consciousness and self-intimacy at the moment, because because I feel the same exact way, just the need to reconnect with my own self, like, on all levels, like, emotionally, sexually, spiritually, intellectually, on all single levels. I want to find out me, you know, so shout out to y'all, because it's a lot of work.
Struggling to build a process right now, it's crazy, like, how this shit just came along out of nowhere. Who would have fucking thought, man? The whole fucking world was supposed to reevaluate itself at the same time. But, hey, you want to try this as a newcomer? I'm not really good at this consciousness thing. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm just going to be 100%. 100 with you, baby.
Oh, so
I ain't never
beating
this shit. Well, this mic is, yo, it makes a nigga want to...
Get up on the roof, come here.
Nigga, that shit is fire. They got like the little spit thing in front of this nigga be spitting it and like just catch all the saliva. Every bitch got to be funky as a motherfucker.
Oh,
you smell like a lot of fire.
You're funny.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you like the spaceship.
With that, yes, that's what we're in right now.
Yeah,
it feels like
it's shaped like a light bulb.
Okay, you got me on that. I don't even really see my facial expression. I thought we were talking about the room. Are you talking about the microphone? Is that what you're referring
to? Nah, it went over your head. All right, yeah, so what are we about to do?
The cosmos, man, and the cosmos.
In the cosmos.
We have to break down what's going on in the cosmos. How much, what's going on in the cosmos is the final eclipse in Cancer and Capricorn axis. Final lap of blockages, and reflect on all areas when you feel stuck.
So now is the time to, like, really, all right, so by now, this first 6 months that we just went through, you should have really, like, cleared up your life. You should really, like, destroyed all the old shit and made room for the new. By now, this is the last go.
Boy, I swear, boy.
All right, so the way you go about this is, you know, you have to really do your shadow work and think about why you had so many blocked up things, whether it was your career, whether it was love, whatever you were going through, whatever was blocked up, if it's all of it, hell, a lot of us is all of it. You know, you just reflect on how you got there and how you cannot get back there again.
And moonwalk on that shit.
Moonwalk, okay.
Moonwalk back into that shit and be like, ooh, that's what that was. Ooh, that's what that was. And then kick it like at the end of the moonwalk and be like, I can't even about to hit that note, but you know how he.
You got it.
I ain't even about to desecrate the hee-hee. Ain't even about to do it, but yes.
All right, so Venus and Mars are both in Aries.
The fuck is that?
Venus and Mars are both in fucking Aries. So that means...
It's not retrograde. It means I'm tired of fucking retrograde.
true. It's just all that war, like, within ourselves, within the world. Aries is the god of war.
Man,
yes.
So,
So Venus and Mars, who represent what? Men and women, the feminine and the male energies, and like, just, you realize how much that's of that is just like.
So that's why niggas hate bitches and bitches hate niggas. We can't keep it.
Not only that, but like, even just the lines are blurred between the two now. And it's a beautiful thing, but it's just like, the energies are just so. Like,
it's all for
it's all out there.
You know
it's
what?
It's all out
there. It's crazy. My fucking head up. I feel it. Cause last time I tried to eat some pussy, I just didn't feel the energy flowing into me the way it's supposed to. She's just throwing me off. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I can't.
But yeah, anyways, in the midst of us being in this. In the midst of us being in this all out freaking emotional war, intimate war. This intimate war.
Yeah,
we're extremely close borders.
Right now,
extremely close to home.
Exactly.
It's just important to.
That's why everything is competitive right now between the two.
Yeah, it's just important to like really harness your power. Like whatever your voice is in the world right now, you need to be using it. Whether you out there, like them protesters was doing, if you're a frontline person, get out there. Hell, we back here. You know, us pen warriors and
podcasters
are back here.
Owning your power.
Owning your power. And the best way to do that is to help other people own theirs. And that's how we keep our connection. And that's how we keep fucking growing.
Yo. We're about to wrap this up.
Yeah.
To
so this is fun.
Y'all glad you know. You fuck with it. You know, it just take time. You gotta get comfortable in your space. And I promise you, no tell. Trust, we done been down that road way too many takes. Yeah. Shout out to Lex for the nose. Shout out to Lex for holding us down, keeping us straight.
It's been a little rough.
It's been a rough one. Shout out to the Carney.
But we here.
7.
Still dropping gems.
My man's, man. I just want to let you know you can shoot out your shit. You know, my man's over here. He's a vocalist. ESP Vibes, plug your shit, son.
Please, Instagram, Twitter, ESP Vibes. If you want to hear some cosmic R&B shit, I don't know, I'm a little weird, but it's dope, so go check it out.
I mean, it's actually pretty bloody dope. Like, I tell him to get this shit sucked. So I tell him really what he need to work on. I ain't that type of nigga.
I'm so glad.
Y'all, man, you got some decent shit. I told you my favorite song, Stuck in the Middle. Like in the middle.
You're gonna sing my song better than me. Alright, that's enough.
Now that's my shit. Y'all, real shit, I'll plug your shit though.
Yeah,
real shit fucks with it, man. I'll let your boy tell them where they can find your shit at.
ESP Vibes, anywhere. ESP Vibes.
Let them know. Spell vibes. Anywhere.
Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, TikTok, all of that, everything. It's
ours. You know, on fucking FM radio.
Maybe.
I'm trying to get to FM radio, man. I'm trying to
I am on FM radio.
Shit on them hoes. We need to get at this on satellite. And it's your boy, AwesomeNigga17. Check me out, Lightbulb Moment, IG, Facebook, SoundCloud. Right now, we're on everything. We're on Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, Google Podcasts, your mama's YouTube channel, all them shits, man. We like, she subscribed to us too, so you should subscribe to us because your mama, your grandmother, everybody loves this shit. You dig? Mm-hmm. So, just want to keep inspiring. You had any light bulb moments, anything that fucked your head up that you didn't see coming?
Yeah, I didn't see coming. But we would be here for another 30 minutes. Like,
the OC telling you, man. That's why we have to chop this shit down and get this shit. So we shoot my episode after episode. This is just a conversation. At the end of the day, man, I just want everybody to focus on the different levels of shooting intimacy on emotional, sexual, spiritual, intellectual, and experimental level. Pay attention to how you bond with people. Pay attention to who you bond with. And right now, it's a big time for growth and change. figure it out and deal with your demons. Have a beautiful day. My man, I appreciate your assistance.
I appreciate you being here. Fighting.
We're going to start building from here. I move forward.
Peace.
Y'all be good.